producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what I'm going to get to, I'm going to just take this in sections. We're going to compartmentalize today's message, okay? I like to kind of PowerPoint everything we do anyways, but aside of that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about, well, the feedback from the TSA column from yesterday that I highlighted on the radio program, and I'm going to give you a little feedback. So it was violated with a smile on their face as the TSA laughs at the American people, which is a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment concerning the Bill of Rights, which are thou shall nots concerning those that represent we the people. And of course, they love to reinterpret for us because we're too stupid to understand what common sense tells us. And of course, they would have you believe that, but there are those of us that do not believe what they have to say. And what we're going to also talk about is I'm going to bring you through the process of actually, well, put your bid in for the next president of the United States of America. I'm going to give you three options, and I want you to tell me exactly which one would you vote for. I think you're going to be surprised, and I think you're going to understand real quick as to how it operates concerning not just in the present, but in the past as well. And of course, it's going to continue on concerning how dictators are actually put into place from the people that don't know the difference. As a matter of fact, it was Adolf Hitler that said, it's a good thing for people in power that the people don't think. Well, we need to think things through. So you're going to pick the next world leader after I highlight this. Okay. Now, again, talking about going back to yesterday's program, highlighting the TSA's crimes and the whole presence, first of all, of the TSA, first of all, is unconstitutional. Interestingly enough, I remember when my little boy was with me, we were going through the airport. He watched Schindler's List. And I want my kids educated to understand what the past was, what dictators do, how they operate, so on and so forth. But it was interesting. We went into an airport, and all of a sudden, my little 8-year-old boy at that particular time said, Dad, this reminds me concerning the TSA. He said, this looks like the Germany movie, the Schindler's List movie, what they did to their own people. Yes, of course it is, honey. I said, that's exactly what it is. I said, we didn't have to do this in the past. Therefore, if we didn't have to do it in the past concerning the United States of America, therefore, we shouldn't have to do it in the present. But we can see an administration that is actually aiding and abetting America's enemies within and without. And therefore, the TSA has been put in place to desensitize the American people to believe that they are now safer by having the TSA, when in fact, the TSA is there violating you, as is the president and the administration concerning what's going on in the present today, are violating you as well. And by the way, it's not just Barack Hussein Obama, it was George W. Bush as well. I remember walking into the airport, friends, when you could just walk through a metal detector. 100 people could go through in about 3 or 4 minutes. Now they're putting their hands on you. And folks, we highlighted the crimes of the TSA all the way from drug trafficking, all the way from pedophilia to sexual perversion and their crimes, to murder, theft concerning those that are in the TSA. And folks, for some reason, they're not being called out for their crimes against we the people. But interestingly enough, as the American people, again, are being entertained out of their freedoms through diversive measures, it's interesting to note, folks, how people will just line up and get right behind them because what they want to do is they want to justify themselves. The American people are being violated by the TSA and their agents, as they're called, with a smile on their face. That's what I highlighted yesterday. So I had one wise guy respond with, "Hey, Bradley, you need to be educated about the Fourth Amendment. Administrative searches and seizures have been around since at least 1959. So therefore, things aren't getting better, right, friend?" "No, they're getting worse." He goes on, "And have been sanctioned by the state." Sanctioned by the state? Well, if the state says so. Well, let me tell you something, brother from another mother. I didn't receive my rights from the state, nor my privileges from the state. I received my rights from God, and you are not going to violate my rights by putting your grimy hands all over me and my family through a violation of the Fourth Amendment, going on of the Bill of Rights. He said, "It's been sanctioned by the state and federal courts as not being in violation of the Fourth simply because its purpose is limited and serves a particular purpose. Law enforcement can use administrative searches and seizures to circumvent the Fourth while conducting a criminal investigation." Yes. "And what is used to tear down the laws that protect the people, friends? More crimes that the administration and those in law enforcement refuse to enforce." You need to think this stuff through. He goes on, that's per court ruling going back to 1959 and 1967, and as recently as 2007. "Administrative searches and seizures are considered minimally intrusive. Therefore, when you go through an airport, security checkpoint, or a prison, the searches are not Fourth Amendment searches. They're administrative." Oh, okay. You must be right. So what I said is, of course, you strain at the gnat while you swallow the camel. Where does common sense come into play? Corrupt officials misconstrue the plain meaning of our God-given rights, and I need to be educated? When you're disarmed because of your lack of education through a new interpretation from some corrupt judge, tell me who needs the education. I go on. "This corrupt government has sanctioned murder. You've accepted that. Sodomy. America, you've accepted that. Taxation without representation in so many different ways. You've accepted that. How? By through the indoctrination of a new generation in which it sounds like you are a part," said I to him. I said, "Wake up while you still have the freedom to do so." I said, "The Bill of Rights are thou shall not to them that serve the people, not the other way around. America needs to enforce their interpretation to them that serve we the people and define thou shall not be violated. Our rights shall not be infringed. That means they shall not be in violation of our God-given rights, not the other way around." So this individual clearly sticks both feet in his mouth. I mean, folks, he goes back, makes reference to state and the legislators, the demoralized legislators, those that are gutting the very pith and marrow of your God-given rights to give you over to corruption and bring you back to Egypt. How's that working out for you, America? Hey, you know what? In so many cases, these people, what they do is they talk out of both sides of their mouth. They speak big, eloquent words that they themselves don't even understand. And it's because they use those words, it defines the fact that they don't know what they're saying, because it comes back to the model of heaven, a little child, and it's called common sense. I'm going to take a quick break. Be right back on the other side.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. I am so humored by these people. Hey, Bradley, you need to be educated about the Fourth Amendment. Here, friends, here, let me share with you as to what he wants me to be educated on and pertaining to. It says in the Bill of Rights, Amendment 4, the right of the people that came from God, friends, to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause. Probable cause. Friends, they are taking it past the line of against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause. See, they always just pick and choose like pigeons picking peas, and they throw it out of context, and they say, you're supposed to accept this. Now, wait a second. Upon probable cause. In other words, friends, this government is accusing every American that goes to the airport upon probable cause of being a suspected domestic terrorist. And by the way, the DHS has already defined patriotic Christian constitutionalists in the United States as terrorists. And by the way, so did Henry Kissinger. He said anybody that rejects the New World Order is a terrorist. And that's a whole different show. But again, coming back down to the common sense concerning what it says concerning the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. So probable cause to them is the accusation has been made that you are potentially a domestic terrorist. So they've already crossed the line. And so, in other words, friends, what I was sharing with you during the first segment is a feedback I got from a wise guy concerning yesterday's article, my column that goes out to 40 different outlets across the country, called We're Being Entertained Out of Our Freedoms. and how the American people are smiling during the violations concerning the TSA agents. And friends, knowing that they're thieves, liars, pedophiles, murderers, drug traffickers, we still have people in this country trying to justify what they tolerate. See, these are the same people that tolerate the murder of the innocent in the womb. They say, because the government sanctioned it, therefore it must be illegal. When God says, thou shalt not kill, Exodus 20, and in Proverbs 6:17, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. See, they overlook common sense. And they give themselves over to tyranny because they refuse to obey God. That's what this comes down to. It's really that simple. It's not that difficult. But what we have is we have these, again, these wise guys. They're so smart, friends. Again, they strain at the net and they swallow the big immoral camel. And they try to say, well, they said so through their new interpretation. You know, we have a Supreme Court now through their new interpretation as if to suggest that they themselves are above the law when in fact they're ruled by the same laws that we are, that now has sanctioned the murder of babies in the womb, which God forbids. This government is attempting to sanction homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. Okay, so what God calls an abomination, they advocate, and then you have these lawless workers of iniquity trying to justify what the government's doing because they're subject to them rather than to God. And see, our forefathers established just the exact opposite. Again, read the Declaration of Independence. And keep in mind, friends, when reading the Bill of Rights, these are the thou shalt nots to them that serve we the people. Our rights are non-negotiable, friends. We don't need some immoral, lawless judge. Read Article 3, Section 1 when you get a moment. Some lawless, immoral judge to act or legislate outside of their scope of authority concerning those that serve we the people from the bench. But the American people have given way to that. Long before I was even around. And I'm sick and tired of it. And instead of the American people actually dealing with the corrupt that are legislating away your rights, you allow them to do it and then to justify yourself like this guy did. He wants to go so far to justify himself to actually side with those that are committing the crimes against heaven in our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4. This really is not difficult, and I hope you get what I'm saying. If you'd like to add to, take away, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If you hear what else this individual is attempting to justify, he's trying to justify the crimes of those agents that are workers of the TSA, that are violating we the people. I mean, America, do you have a problem with these people going through your bags? America, do you have them? Are you okay with them violating your rights concerning unreasonable searches and seizures? They are accusing you of the crimes that this administration is advocating. It's completely up on its head today. So, of course, I love when people see, and what's interesting about this, friends, is my lines are open. And people say, Bradley, why is it that there's so few callers? It's not that we have so few callers. It's we have so few callers that what they love to do is they love to go online and they love to take shots, but they won't get on the radio to do it because they know what they're saying is wrong. And they don't want to be confronted for their wrong. That's why they always take it to a live feed. That's why they always take it to email. That's why they always take it to somebody else rather than the person that they should take it to, just like this individual did. So, folks, here again, people know what I'm saying is not my opinion, and I know what I'm saying is right. There is no sanctioning of what God forbids, regardless of who says it or who does it. No enactment of man can be considered law if it contradicts God's moral law. It cannot be. And it's interesting as well, friends, what they do is they indoctrinate the younger generation to accept this as being a normality, that the government can do whatever it wants to do. They've been doing this for 50 and 60 years in this country, and the older generation gave them a pass on doing so. The attack first came to the church when the church said, go ahead, commit an oligarchy. You Supreme Court judges, you who are above the law. Oh, saith the Supreme Court. Oh, whatever they say. Really, friends. Wow, have you undone yourselves, America, to accept that lie from the pit of hell? The Supreme Court can do whatever they want to do, huh, friends? And legislators can go ahead and legislate away the law? Oh, my goodness, friends. And why is America in trouble again? Read Isaiah 59, friends. Just spend some time on that one. The Lord keeps bringing me back to that one. The Lord keeps bringing me back to that one over and over and over again. Isaiah 59. Isaiah 59. Isaiah 59. This is why America is in trouble. This is why America is in trouble. Blessed is the man that keepeth judgment. Blessed is the man that keepeth judgment. The Lord's known by the judgments that he executes, friends. And you can't know what judgment is until you make reference to God's moral government, his moral law. Ceremonial law has been done away in Christ. Just want to get that clear. Christ has nowhere abrogated God's moral law. Let's get to the next point. I want you to pick the next world leader. And by the way, again, friends, if you'd like to challenge me on any topic, go for it. I invite you to do that. As a matter of fact, I had our communist friends just last week and our homosexual friends attacking me again. The phone lines are open. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I don't need to be some intellectual giant to answer them. Nope, it just comes back to the model of heaven again, a child, and going back to our founding documents and saying, wait a second, this is what it says. There is no argument there. That's how simple this is. You pick the next world leader. For those that have not heard this, this is second to none. We do this with students in public schools. It shocks them. You pick the next world leader. It's time to elect a new world leader, and your vote counts. Here are the facts and characteristics of the three leading candidates. Candidate A associates with crooked politicians and consults with astrologists. He's had two mistresses, chain smokes, and he drinks 8 to 10 margaritas a day. That's candidate A. Candidate B, he was kicked out of office twice, sleeps until noon, used opium in college, and drinks a quart of whiskey every evening. Candidate C, he is a decorated war hero, he's a vegetarian, he doesn't smoke, drinks an occasional beer, and has never had any extramarital affairs. Now, after pondering these three candidates, which one did you choose? Now, again, you're picking the next world leader. When I come back on the other side of this break, I'm going to bring forth the facts again and the characteristics of the three leading candidates, and I want you to pick the next world leader. Okay? It's for you to pick the next world leader. One more shout out, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to check us out online, go to Bradley Dean on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, and Sons of Liberty Media.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You pick the next world leader. Candidate A associates with crooked politicians and consults with astrologists. He's had two mistresses, chain smokes, and drinks 8 to 10 margaritas a day. Not a good guy. Candidate B, he was kicked out of office twice, sleeps until noon, used opium in college, and drinks a quart of whiskey every single evening. Sounds like a drunk to me. Huh. Candidate C, he's a decorated war hero, he's a vegetarian, he doesn't smoke, drinks an occasional beer, and has not had any extramarital affairs. Sounds like a good guy to me. So friends, candidate A, candidate B, or candidate C, which one will be the pick for the next world leader? Now, after pondering these three candidates, one has to come to the conclusion that candidate C sounds like the best. So when I'm doing a high school assembly, a tea party, or if I'm doing a college, I'll ask them the question, so which one did you pick? Did you pick candidate A? Very few hands go up. Candidate B? Very few hands go up. I'll say, so what did you think of candidate C? It's got to be him then, right? And everybody raises their hand for the most part in the room, right? The majority, easy. Well, here's candidate A. He's none other than Franklin D. Roosevelt. He associates with crooked politicians, consults with astrologists. He's cheated on his wife twice with two different women that we know of. He chain smokes and he drinks 8 to 10 margaritas a day. Who is candidate B? Well, candidate B was none other than Winston Churchill himself. He was kicked out of office twice. He sleeps until noon, used opium in college, and drinks a quart of whiskey every single night. Again, that was Winston Churchill, candidate B. So, Bradley, who is candidate C? Folks, if you picked candidate C as I did, and a majority of the American people across the boards, through all the events that we have done, literally in the thousands, you picked none other than, you ready for this, friends? You picked none other than, he's a decorated war hero, he's a vegetarian, he doesn't smoke, drinks an occasional beer, and has not had any extramarital affairs. This is how they sold this candidate to the people of Germany. It was none other than Adolf Hitler himself. You need to understand, this is how they sell their candidates. They're not going to tell you that he's got a fork in his hand and two horns on the top of his head. You have to be careful, folks. Hey, you know, the Bible tells us that a flattering tongue spoileth the soul. A flattering tongue spoileth the soul. What do politicians do all day long in this country, friends? They tell you what you want to hear. And furthermore, this comes to my aid right now. It just blows me away, America, to think that the American people believe that the next candidate, friends, has a right to go and govern the way that he so chooses to govern. And then you wonder why they do the things that they do. No, they're all ruled by the same law, America. And as long as you are the law and you know that you're the law, no matter who he is in the office, friends, they are going to be ruled by the laws that you enforce. So we can all remain free. See how that works? But again, friends, what are we hearing today? Well, we're hearing each candidate tell you what you want to hear. And so many things that they promise to the American people. Do you realize it's not government's business to be doing that in the first place? It's their job to get out of the way. It's not government's job to create jobs, friend. Can you show me in the Constitution where it's their job to create jobs? The way they create jobs, again, friends, is to get out of the way. Where is it their job to police the world, friends? It's not. But yet the American people allow unconstitutional wars to go on as you are sucked, literally, through taxation without representation because you think you better do it because if you don't, then you're for the enemy and not for the American cause. Right? Plea is the necessity of what? Every tyrant. Folks, I look at what's going on across the boards. I mean, we were talking about this the other day, but I'm on it right now because we're talking about you pick the next world leader. How did they sell Adolf Hitler? Folks, they didn't sell him as a dictator. They didn't sell him as the next guy that's going to get in government and kill off millions of his own people. They didn't sell him as a person that was responsible for murder before he even got to that position in the first place. They didn't tell you what he was really about. They didn't really tell you to judge his fruit. No, they shared the fruit that they wanted to share with you, and they left out every other little inconvenient truth that would have worked against Adolf Hitler. And it's the same thing happening today. You know, if I can just go off on this little tangent, it's interesting that people ask me all the time, so Bradley, politics. Bradley, politics. You know, interestingly enough, a guy the other day, a bunny trail off a bunny trail, said to me, I don't get involved in politics. Really? Do you not live politics? Politics is what? The science of government. Science is the study of creation. God established government. And you call yourself a Christian and you're not a part of politics? You've got to be out of your mind. Read Exodus 18:21. Really? Well, you've really been stupefied, dummied down, haven't you? But going back to those people that don't want to make a difference, don't want to actually stand up, people that say they don't want to get involved in politics are really those that are absolutely defiant towards God. I mean, if someone came in with a knife trying to kill their little kid, I'll tell you what, he'd get involved in politics real quick, wouldn't he? Well, what about the little innocent babies in the wombs that are being slaughtered? Because the government sanctioned it, after all. It must be legal. Wow. Hey, it's better to obey God than man, friends. But going back to my point of politics. Bradley, so politics, who are you in it for? Well, I'll tell you what. Everybody's got their pros and their cons, right? And it's interesting to me how, you know, everybody's talking about right now, everybody's talking about Donald Trump. But folks, did you know that he's the one that said he was going to unify the LGBT and the homosexual communities? So he's going to go ahead and advocate what God condemns. Why is that? That's inside of Donald Trump, friends. He's willfully going to stand in the side of the arm of the flesh in war against heaven, which a war he will lose for eternity, and everybody else that does the same thing. I mean, folks, I can go down the line again. We can just talk about each candidate. Jeb Bush the other day was asked about the 28 pages that were redacted concerning 9/11. Boy, he did not want to hear about that, folks. Keep in mind, it was his brother, and Jeb knew all the well, just like his daddy. They know all the well as to what took place during September 11th. But that's one of those things that we don't want to talk about because we just want to talk about, well, let's just keep this positive. I am keeping it positive. But you can't have a positive until you first deal with the negative. Just like a stream cannot flow as long as you have rocks in the path, that stops the flow. We need to get rid of the rocks. I mean, I could go to Marco Rubio. Folks, he's look at the pro-sodomite stuff he's got out there on him. They're not talking about it right now. Because they don't want to ruin his chances to become another establishment guy that will work for the establishment that everybody's complaining about. The kid is a liar, friends. If you don't have any discernment, let me give you a little. He's a liar. He's an accuser of the brethren. He lies about what he needs to lie about to get to go where he wants to go. And what should scare you, America, about Marco Rubio is the fact that he wants that office more than anything else. The man that's called of God doesn't want the position. The man that's called of the devil wants the position. That's a spiritual lesson for you right there, friends. It's the same thing with the pulpit. Mariah Woodworth Eder rightly said, those that want to be in the pulpit, they're not called of God, they're called of the devil. It's those that don't want to be in the pulpit, those are the ones that are called of God because they're led of the Spirit and they're born of the Spirit. Absolutely, right on the smack. I can go to Ted Cruz. Is he constitutionally eligible to become the President of the United States? Many say no. Read the Constitution and you'll find your answer there. Again, folks, what about his ties with Goldman Sachs? What about his wife's tie with CFR? How come nobody's talking about that? We're just talking about the fact we just want to keep it positive. No, the politicians are spoiling you, America, by flattering you with their tongues. And you know, it's interesting. Scripture tells us to do just the exact opposite. It tells us to judge men by their fruit. That open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. But friends, they're not telling the American people what America needs to hear. They're telling the American people what they want to hear. And that should scare the H-E double hockey sticks out of every single one of you, thinking that you have your man in front of your face right now that you're going to vote for. But if you're to go down to the nitty gritty, to bare bones as to who has the best record, I got to be honest with you. The judging men by their fruit, the guy that's got the best record is hands down Ted Cruz. And I'm not even going to bring in Hillary Clinton. You already know about her. That's a crime family, just like the Bush is. The Bushes are a crime family, just like the Barack Hussein Obamas of the world, folks. These are all crime families. And they're all hooked at the hip. They're joined together at the hip. Going to Bernie Sanders' friends, you might want to see the news feeds that have been coming out lately, him and Al Sharpton. And folks, he has zero lawful credibility in this country, speaking of constitutionality, to become the president. Yet CNN, Communist Network News, continuously pushes him out there like he's a legitimate candidate, just like Hillary Clinton. You are sadly mistaken, friends. And again, we don't have to settle for the lesser of two evils. The candidates that you're actually picking and choosing from right now are the ones that the state-controlled narrative is willing to put out in front of your faces. I would caution you on all sides with Donald Trump. I would caution you on all sides concerning every one of these candidates that are in front of our face right now. Because again, you pick the next world leader. Keep in mind, in Germany, they picked Adolf Hitler because of the lies that they sold the people at that time. And they took the bait. And we know the stupidest fish out there are those the ones that always bite onto the hook. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsofliberty.radio.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
About you pick the next world leader. Let me just bring it forth to a consummation real quick. We'll take Paul from New Jersey. Interestingly enough, it was Adolf Hitler that said it's a good thing for people in power that the people never think. It's time for you to think. We got Paul from New Jersey. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Hello, Bradley.
Hello.
And to share one of my thoughts with you is I believe that really, when you look at World War II history, there's no clean-cut good or bad guy in it. You know, there were a lot of atrocities committed by both the British and the Americans, particularly the unwarranted and excessive civilian bombings and firebombings of civilian populations, as in Dresden. We should also remember that in World War II, Hitler came to power in the 30s. This is after Stalin had already committed mass genocide in Ukraine and throughout the Soviet Union, as he moved populations here and there and tried to design a great socialist utopia by, dividing up the ethnic groups. So when I look at World War II history, we have to remember America allied itself with the communist genocidal state. Meanwhile, we were unaware of the Nazi genocides until at the end of the war.
That's right.
So really, America, we love to come off. And if you also read about the firebombings of the Japanese civilian populations in Tokyo and throughout Japan, these were also heinous acts and unnecessary, unwarranted, and unchristian. Because the rules of classical war is you don't firebomb civilians, you firebomb military targets.
You see what the problem is, Paul, that we're having, guys like me and you? The American people don't want to swallow the truth. They want to believe that their government is all that in a bag of chips. They're cooler than sliced bread. They want to believe, going back to Franklin D. Roosevelt, that, man, he was the best president we ever had. Yet when you go to Hawaii and you go to Honolulu and you go over to the Arizona, where when we were attacked by the Japanese and proceedings of, or in the beginning stages of World War II, it's interesting, before you actually get on that boat and go over to see the Arizona, that they were actually telling the truth back in the late 90s as to the fact that the President of the United States then, which just happened to be Franklin D. Roosevelt, many believed that he was responsible for actually inciting World War II. But keep in mind, he told the American people that the American male, the young people of this country will never step foot on foreign soil. 405,399 men and women that fought, bled, and died, ratifying the Constitution to give us the freedoms which we now have. Well, they swallowed the pill. And they still thought he was a great president regardless. I mean, although the fact that Franklin D. Roosevelt was responsible for lighting up the planes and actually pulling...
Without ammo,
stripping the airplanes from the ammunition to set it up to look like, you know what, we were just attacked. And a lot of people are actually taking December 7th, 1941, I believe, and they are actually putting it into parallel as to what took place September 11th. In the United States of America. But today, people are just saying, that is so outlandish. That is so far out there. And going back to some of the comments you made, Paul, from New Jersey, it's also interesting to note that it was this president that actually had, and I'm talking about Franklin D. Roosevelt during the 40s, that actually had the American people, if he was not the man of the year, according to Time Life magazine, he had the American people calling Joseph Stalin, the one that just committed genocide on his own people, he had Americans calling him Uncle Joe. And don't forget that Adolf Hitler was actually Time Life's man of the year as well. But America doesn't want to swallow this pill, Paul. What say you?
Well, I think a lot of the movement towards Nazism in Germany is the Germans were well aware of what was going on in the Soviet Union and the crimes committed. So I see Hitler as just a backlash against communism. And that's what I thought. If we were smart the way we played it, we should have actually been indifferent, not chosen any sides, and then maybe defeat both later after they exhausted themselves. I see no reason to have helped communism expand itself. And basically, after the war, what happened? Eastern Europe fell under the Iron Curtain. And so we supposedly went there to liberate Europe, but in the end, we gave half of Europe away to the Soviet Union and let them live under
communism. So let me ask you this, Paul. You're spot on, by the way, my friend, and I appreciate this. What was the fruit of World War II, besides a whole lot of genocide?
Depopulation of Christian nations. That's what
exactly.
Fratricide.
And what ugly head just happened to stick its way out there at the end of World War II? None other than the United Nations.
Yeah, and global.
And people,
yeah.
That's exactly why it was established through war. What did they do? They established the United Nations, which they couldn't establish through World War I, through the League of Nations. It failed. And
yeah, well,
so people,
right.
Again, go ahead.
The Hegelian,
I'll give you the last word.
The dialectic, the Hegelian.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what it basically did. And also the expansion of federalism, having people used to a big federal martial type of law and giving up of rights. In warfare, which is common, which you actually kind of need if you're in total war. But the point is, we're an island continent kind of nation. Our founders remarked about that, how we were fortunate in the position of the United States having these oceans as a natural defense. And sadly,
yep,
we invent all these reasons to cross the ocean to meddle in these foreign affairs, as we did in Iraq, Libya, and Syria now. And we've done nothing for the world except create horrors. And if it gets unsightly or ugly for us, we just come home. It's tragic.
That's exactly right. And by the way, I really appreciate that. Demographically speaking, that's exactly right, the way that we were set up. And it's much like Israel as well, my friend. So it's interesting to see the divinity and the fingerprints of God on everything we are. And I'm talking about the good side of who we are. And what we need to do is we need to get rid of the dirt. We need to right the wrongs. And I just want to tell you, Paul, I really appreciate your input here today, because it sounds like a guy on the other side of this conversation that I'm having that knows what he's talking about. And I appreciate you, my friend.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Folks, those are the kind of phone calls I love to have, because you can have a conversation with someone that seems to know what they're talking about, and Paul did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very much.
It's very nice to be able to hear that.
I wanted to highlight one more thing.
Sure.
Because we were talking about the Fourth Amendment, we were talking about the TSA, and we were talking about how the wise guy wants to talk about how everybody needs to be educated as to swallow the sanctions in which federal governments and state governments actually sanction, okay, and implement, which are unwarranted in so many different ways and different facets. But, folks, have you ever taken the time to realize that in many cases it's government creating the crime? And if you remember what Paul just said from New Jersey, remember he was talking about the Hegelian dialectic? That means take two steps forward, take a step back, but you got your foot in the door. This is exactly how corruption operates. But have you ever noticed, like, for example, in parallel to what I was talking about during the first segment, the war on drugs? Folks, the war on drugs is... It's only set in place to encroach upon the rights of the American people to be more intrusive. Well, what say you? What do you mean, Bradley? What are you talking about? Well, if you look at the war on drugs, see, the problem that they're having is there's a whole lot of people that understand that it's the CIA that's actually bringing drugs into America. They're the drug traffickers. This coming from the inside out, this has been going on for years. But what they want to do is they want to create the crime for an excuse to encroach upon the American people and strip them of their rights so they can be all powerful. But keep in mind, they're the ones that actually created the crime in the first place. And so, folks, when you see these things take place across the boards, you need to take your hand and pull the curtain back and say, who exactly is responsible concerning those that are trafficking the drugs in the United States of America, regardless of what crime it may be? I mean, it reminds me of Mitch McConnell.
Mm-hmm.
He's the biggest anti-drugger out there, right? Well, he's the one actually trafficking drugs through his family ship, and he was busted trafficking over 90 pounds of cocaine on his family ship. But you got to bring the two together to make sense out of what's going on. What does crime, and who does crime, who takes advantage of crime every step of the way? Those that are in government that are not enforcing the laws against the crime, they're actually creating it, and then you understand why they're so soft on crime. It's because they're the ones making money and extracting riches out of the bureaucracy that they themselves just created. And that's exactly why we're in the state that we're in today.
And we have to be able to come to terms with the fact that we might have to believe the unbelievable as being the truth.
That's why they do it.
Yeah.
It's been said by these criminals that the American people would never believe that we're responsible,
right,
for these crimes. When in fact, friends, 9 times out of 10, you'll find out that they are the ones that are responsible for the
crimes.
And
it's easy to bury your head in the sand, and it's easy to say, I just don't want to hear anything about this. I just want to live my own life, blah, blah, blah.
9 times out of 10, again,
exactly.
That's exactly what happens in America.
It's the same point, and they say, well, I just don't want to hear about this. And you know what? Listen, a lot of times the truth is unbelievable, because you wouldn't really believe that people could be like that and people could do these things.
I mean,
but there are people capable of all of this.
I mean, we live to just hear the bad news in America all day long, right?
Yeah.
No, not.
Yeah.
That's not. We're here to be empowered by the Holy Ghost to right the wrongs, friends. That's what we're empowered to do. So let's do it.
That's right. So please support this work as we go forward. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty and join today.
Folks, love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We're going to be talking to you tomorrow for 2 hours, 2 to 4 Central Standard. See ya!
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.